the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
The leading managers in RTE seem to be never out of committees at the Oireachtas. And Kevin Backhurst and his colleagues were in again today in front of the Public Accounts Committee. Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner. What happened when they did go there, please?
Yeah, thankfully they're not in those committees as, you know, they're not as testy as they used to be. But that committee at the Public Accounts Committee today was testy enough at times. And what the Public Accounts Committee were looking to speak to Kevin Backhurst, the Director General, and some other senior managers in RTE about was their future financing of the national broadcaster ahead of them coming under the remit of the Comptroller and Auditor General. And I think the big question, Matt, that was left really unanswered was what happens to RTE's finances once this ring-fenced multi-annual deal that was put in place by then Media Minister Catherine Martin in the summer of 2024 runs out. So under that agreement, RTE is guaranteed €725 million between 2025 and 2027. And essentially what happens through that is they are given a set amount of funding every year. So for this year, for example, it's €225 million. And a certain amount of that comes from the license fee with the government topping it up. So the top up this year is in the region, they think, of just under €55 million. And members of the PAC were asking Kevin Backhurst what happens when this deal runs out in 2027. What Kevin Backhurst was saying is that he would strongly call for and strongly appeal for the government to put that arrangement back in place. However, Media Minister Patrick O'Donovan told me in January that under no circumstances was that going to happen. So I think there's a lot of unanswered questions about what the future financing of the national broadcaster is going to be come next year.
RT is making a lot of the fact that it is breaking even, as it puts it, at present. But is that a realistic way of looking at it when it requires over €1 million a week in a subsidy and possibly even more in the years to come?
You would argue no. And the point was made by Kevin Backhurst today that when their 2025 accounts are published, that it will record a surplus and that it recorded a surplus in their 2024 accounts as well. However, he conceded during the committee, quite a lengthy committee, but he said that RTE will need public funding, whether that is through the licence fee in its current form, whether that is through a reformed licence fee, some other kind of household charge or a broadcasting fee. But unless RTE is going to narrow its remit, it needs substantial levels of funding. And he said that RTE doesn't want to narrow its remit. And like I said, they are appealing for that arrangement to be extended out past 2027. He conceded at one point that come 2028, they could need up to €65 million in funding from the government. So they say they're breaking even, but they're also highly, highly reliant on state funding.
Yeah, I see the Independent has reported in the last few minutes that the Media Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, is under close medical observation in a Belgian hospital after becoming unwell. No further details have been disclosed, and apparently the family wants to keep the issue, whatever it is, private. So we wish him well, hope that he can recover from whatever it is. Let's bring in Albert Dolan, Fianna Fáil TD. Couple of things there that Louise mentioned, and what is the political position on this? Because Kevin Backhurst is saying that they don't want to narrow the remit of RTE, but yet there are many people who say they're extending it at present with things like moving into podcasts as they extend their audio division. What size do you think RTE should be, and does that require the state to continue providing subsidies on top of the licence fee revenue and on top of its commercial income?
Yeah, well, look, firstly, I hope the minister is recovering well and okay. And I just want to say that at the outset. It's really important to say as well that public service broadcasting, you know, it has an important function, it has an important role. But I think what we learned today at the Public Accounts Committee is that while RTE has come a long way since 2023, they still have a very long way to go. There was a lot of questions left unanswered today. There's a lot of documents that they now have to prepare and come back to the committee with. And a lot of that is going to require further scrutiny. When you think about it, I know you mentioned at the start that they have been in these committees several times, but this was the first time that they've come before the Public Accounts Committee since their appearance in 2023. And also, we are going through a transition period now where the state auditor, that is the Comptroller and Auditor General, is preparing essentially to take over the audit of RTE. And I do believe that when that happens, a lot more may come to light about the current operations, spending and functioning of RTE.
But Albert, is that the issue? The issue at present is media is changing entirely globally. Even this week, we're seeing that ITV in the UK has been taken over by Sky, putting their advertising operations together because that's reckoned to be the way that they can prosper in the future, where they're in a declining advertising market. There are changes happening in television and streaming all over the world, and yet RT seems locked in a 20th century approach to how it goes about doing its business, not made any better by the fact that the license fee upon which it depends has not been increased by 2008. So aren't politicians and the government guilty of handicapping RTE and not being aware as to what the real issues are, rather than talking about transparency and the Comptroller and Auditor General?
Yeah, well, what the government did was the government gave RTE the breathing space to go get its house in order and implement significant reforms. And to date, we haven't seen some of those reforms come to light. When you think about the fact that they made a commitment to undergo 400 redundancies, they've only undergone 100 to date. So in terms of their cost-cutting exercises, you know, it is concerning that Kevin Backhurst could suggest that 65 million could become the number. From a government perspective, you know, I think the minister was right in January when they said that, you know, they couldn't really consider a future funding model at that point. You know, the government had previously rejected the idea of a device-led levy in the last government. There's been no such proposal brought forward by this government. And really, from a government perspective, we cannot simply sign a blank cheque unless we can be sure that there's clear evidence that the governance reforms that were promised in 2023 come through. And I'm not sure that RTE have got to that point yet. Like, and you know, it goes back to the old saying of how you do anything is how you do everything. When RTE brought 41 workers to Czechia for the match at a cost of 50 something thousand, the problem there was, how is it now that they've been able to bring only six people to the entirety of the World Cup? And in fairness, they're doing a great job of covering the World Cup, and there's great excitement and fanfare. But how is it that it took 41 people to go and cover one game in Czechia, and now we only have six people covering the entirety of 104 games of the World Cup? And I think it's that sort of small stuff that sends signals to government that, you know, this is unacceptable.
Albert, is it not that sort of small stuff which means that you miss the much bigger, much more important question about how what essentially is a bankrupt organisation, which has been left in that position by political failure to increase the license fee from 2008, how it actually survives for the future instead of arguing about small individual items?
Yeah, well, it's down to their funding model, as you've outlined. And we've seen a decrease in the TV licenses in the last 4 years to the tune of 200,000 licenses. So there's going to have to be a justification from RTE for their public service and for what they're doing as a public entity, trying to provide independent news and media. So what you're thinking there really is that their funding would likely have to be tied to a demonstrable public service, whether it's through news, through Irish language, through regional output, through children's programming, you know, so that is how their justification for any future funding is going to have to come about. Now, I'm not in a position today to say what the answer is going to be. That'll be for the minister and cabinet and government to decide. But I do believe that the funding model is going to have to be figured out, and that RT will have to continue. But they're going to have to show serious goodwill, and they're going to have to show serious reforms in reducing their expenditure and reducing some of the wastage that we've seen in previous years.
Okay, Louise Byrne, was today dominated by things like how much money did RT spend on taxis and why isn't showing enough League of Ireland football, rather than actually looking at its very survival?
There was a lot on the taxis, or less so the taxis, but more so the so-called limousines, which Kevin Backer has insisted are not limousines, that they're just kind of, I guess, chauffeured cars that are picking up high-profile guests for the Late Late Show and everything else that RTE are broadcasting. But I think one thing that did come up and perhaps could have been interrogated a little bit more by the TDs, and I hope Albert doesn't mind me saying so, was this question of RTE having to downsize. And we know that recently it sold land on its Montrose campus for the development of houses. Kevin Backer saying this afternoon that they're going to have to sell more land, that it looks like they're going to downsize the campus even further and move to one end of the campus and sell off the other end. And yes, that will give them one injection of cash, but how long can that sustain them? You know, you can't live on the sale of that asset forever. Mr. Backhurst was also talking about hard decisions that are going to have to be made. He was talking a lot about shows being outsourced. One he mentioned in particular was Fair City, which, you know, people do watch it and it has quite a loyal viewership, I understand. He was saying that the hard decisions are going to have to be made, and he couldn't really answer what the future of that show would be. So there was, and I mean, things like League of Ireland matches, it's important to interrogate those issues, of course, but I guess the more existential questions went unanswered and unasked. But I think at the same time, Kevin Backhurst didn't really seem to know the answer to any of these questions. And I think that just goes to show how uncertain the future of RTE really is.
Louise Byrne, political correspondent of the Irish Examiner, Albert Dolan, Fianna Fáil TD, thank you.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.